Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Glynis McCants with us, of course, and we will take calls with Glynis next hour here on Coast to Coast. Glynis, I'm concerned about this date. I want to give it to you and see what you can tell us about it. The inauguration date, January 20th of this year.
All right, January 20th, 2021. You know, when I look at a date like that, since it's obviously significant for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, I look to say, is it compatible to their energy? Like, that would be the first thing I'd look for.
Right.
And technically, for Joe Biden, it is. Like, here's a fascinating pattern about that number 20 with this guy. Because if you recall, Joe Biden ran for president twice before it happened, right? This was his third time running. But the difference was he was born November 20th. And I can never say her name.
Comma. Just think of comma, like a comma, an explanation comma. It's Kamala.
Gotcha. Kamala. So Kamala Harris was born October 20th. So they were both born the 20th. So my first thought was, okay, wait, 2020, because the day you're born is how you appear. So when you look at them, I mean, look, whether you like them or not, you can see when they smile, it looks the same, right? There's a lot of joy in their smile, but that's the 20. So I heard they both were 2020. Then when I broke down Joe Biden's full date of birth, and before reducing it to one digit, it became a 20. So I thought, now that's interesting. This guy's born the 20th, and he's a 20/2 life path. So I knew that was boding well for him. Now here we are with the inauguration, 120. It's the 20th again. So it feels like that part lines up fine. Am I concerned about what's coming? Listen, what about the flyer that's been circulating? Talking about marching in the Capitol, right, armed, right? We've heard about this, where they're going to march on all the capitals. Have you heard about that?
I sure have.
I saw. Go ahead. Tell me what you know about that.
Well, there's not much, but other than they're planning some stuff.
Right, but didn't they say that the plan was the 17th? Did you ever hear that date?
I didn't hear any specific dates.
Yeah, okay. So the date I heard, and I'm just letting you know, 1/17/2021. If it's true, let's just say they do this. They're armed and they march the capitals. I am extremely concerned because that date in numerology is a very hard date. Like that is a date where things can go wrong anyway. Like, it breaks down to an 8, and the whole date reduced to one digit is a 5. When I see that combination, I'll even say to my clients, hey, watch how you drive today. People won't pay attention. Sure enough, they'll be in the car and they'll see accidents on the freeway. It just promotes conflict. So I'm hoping that January 17th is not the plan, but I'm asking you to keep your eye on that. Now, regarding the actual inauguration, do I think Joe Biden will be protected that day? Absolutely. I do. I think it's going to be ridiculously loaded with security, right?
I just want it to go smooth, no disruptions, presidential. You know, and I'm hoping Americans will just let this process be.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're nonpartisan on this program. You know, some people say, you're a Republican, you're a Democrat, you can't win. So you go nonpartisan, that's the best you can do. But I just want this to work for America.
Well, I'm going to say something about Joe Biden because, of course, we heard forever, whether it was the accusation that he was just mentally off to see the wizard and he was just a plant. And
well, who knows?
But here's what I would tell you that I do know by the numbers. With Double Two Energy, you know what they're obsessed with? Peacemaker, mediator, they don't want conflict. And you have to admit, you've watched him play that over and over. Like when he makes the speech, he's like, I'm not going to fight. And when he said, of course I'm going to work with Republicans, he goes, if I don't work with Republicans, we're not going to accomplish anything. He goes, my goal is to make something happen. So I think in this scenario, because he did work in the Senate, there are many Republicans who already like him. And I'm hoping that bodes well for us as a country, because if we can't find our way to say, what do we have in common instead of where we're different, we're sunk, George. We're done. We got to find our way back to the middle. I really think it's always been, we have more stuff in common than we don't. And as a counselor, remember, I've done over 32,000 readings at this point. I deal with all energy, and I know that the bottom line of what we want is the same. We just have different opinions on how to get there.
You know, what's interesting, I used to have a guest named Mariana Korvitz, who wrote a book called Name Power 101 about your name and how it can reflect your personality. You're getting involved in names now.
Well, names have always been a part of numerology. Like, example, a first name. When you have the vowel of a first name, you get a little insight on a person. And so I've always been very intrigued. But the thing I wanted to talk about, because you have a smart audience, and I know you know it. I think that's why you enjoy meeting them in person, because it's fun to meet the ones who are thinking. They're very inquisitive. Well, they love to learn something new. And I thought, let's talk about the intensity number. And what it is, Pythagoras, each letter has a number. So it's, if we keep it simple, A is 1, B is 2, C is 3. So if we got to Z, Z is 26, but then we'd reduce it. 2 plus 6 is 8, right? So we're dealing in taking numbers to look at the intensity. When I break down those letters, I keep it to the single digit, and I call this simple numerology, because some people want to, you know, leave that 26 as 26. I would say 2 plus 6 is 8. So I'm going to give an example with you. I'm going to use your name. And I have to ask, is your middle name Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
I don't know how we got that. I am named after my father's father, who was George, my grandfather, who I never met. He died before I was born. But I don't know where the Ralph part came from. Nobody even mom's. I got to ask my mother again. She really hasn't told me in all my life.
I'll tell you.
We don't have any relatives named Ralph. I don't know where it came from.
Well, I think it's great. But George Ralph Norrie, there's a lot of power in that energy. And remember, if I didn't know your birthday, maybe I just was in your audience and thought, huh, what can I learn about him?
And by the way, I use R rather than Ralph, just so you know.
Sure. But when you're breaking down these letters, you would just take the whole thing. So let's start with the name you go by. And what I say, the name we go by every day, George Norrie, gives us a sense of your vibration. Like if you say, hey, I'm George, people experience that energy. The birth certificate name gives you a destiny number, which is a little different. So keeping it simple, here's how it goes. George Norrie, G in the Pythagoras number system is 7, E is 5, O is 6, R is 9, and I just keep going, right? I just put a number to each letter. Then I find out how many numbers do you have that are the same. That's what an intensity number means. It means whatever number shows up the most is going to tell me about you. And this is what made me laugh, and you'll appreciate. you had 3 sixes, 3 fives,
oh, no.
3 sevens. Yeah, so look at you. What is that?
Someone's going to say I'm the Antichrist. Don't do that.
You know what it means? It means you have the ability to, you know, kind of know your audience. You're like, each audience is different, but you find a way to work with them because you have 3 different intensity numbers. Most people have one that stands out the most. So let me tell you what it means. When I saw the sixes, that's actually parent energy. And how much does your family mean to you?
Oh, I love them best, dearly.
It's everything.
They come before me.
Thank you. Like, to me, you've always, if you do well, you make sure they're spoiled. That's always been you. But that's your sixes in this intensity that would tell me that without you saying a word. Then your 3 fives mean you really do get bored, George. If it's not interesting, you're out the door. You're like, I got to go now. Got to go have fun. Got to do something different. And then you have 3 sevens, and the 7 is the one who has the ability to observe. So you know what when they talk about what is a good interviewer, it's someone who can listen and then speak. And you can do that because of those 7s.
Can I give you my real name? Would you like it?
Yeah.
Leo Bakdunas.
Are you messing with me right now?
Of course. I always do.
But you know I was going to break it down really fast. And then I was thinking in my head, but where did Ralph come in? But now you're going to appreciate this.
I used to have, when I was a kid, I would write stories in school.
Yes.
I would have a cast of names that I would use in the stories. And Leo was one of them, by the way.
Well, and of course, Leo is a great name. But so let me tell you this. When I was looking at that birth name, George Ralph Norrie, guess what? There was only one intensity number. Like when I counted how many showed up, and it was the number 7. And that is you. Like, you are my favorite example. I always say you and Dr. Phil because you are very similar energy. You know, Dr. Phil is the observer, then he has his opinion, and he's a 7. Just like you.
One of our producers at Gaia at Beyond Belief used to be the producer for Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
And she said the same thing. She says, God, you remind me a lot about Dr. Phil, the same kind of character, except you're easier to work with.
Right. And you know what the other reason would be? You both have a 1 attitude. You know, that the attitude number is important, but he's born on a 1 day. You're born on a 4 day. So why does that make it different? Your 4 is the guy who actually appreciates when someone's an expert. Like the producer, I think you would value the opinion. When someone has double 1 energy, sometimes they don't want to hear it. They're like, I'm going to do it my way. And that's why she appreciated your willingness to listen in direction.
Oh, I want people to question me. I want to learn from other people. I mean, I'm not always right, and
right.
You know, I try to surround my staff around with people who will tell me the truth and how they feel. I don't want yes people. You know, that's not the way you run a good business.
Right, but again, it goes back to think how many different types of people you interview. You know,
hundreds. I think I've interviewed. I was trying to do some mathematics because we're going into our 19th year. Well over 4,000 or 5,000 interviews over these years. That's a lot.
That's crazy. It's this huge number, and yet what I also know, because I'll tune in on you when I'm like driving, and I love when you get locked into the guests. Like it's something new, and you have 1,000 questions. It's very fun to listen to. But again, a person can't really fake that, right? You've heard people.
My executive producer emailed me tonight and said, did you really tell Glynis she was 2,500 years old?
and the answer is yes.
Yes, I have.
But you know what I told my mother tonight? I said, now George thinks that I've done numerology 2,500 years. Maybe I taught Pythagoras. And I thought, but you know what? I'll take it. What if I did? I mean, look, numerology is such an ancient science. And the fact that it's what I eat, live, and breathe. And plus, how about the comedian in you? When I talked about the number 3, that's the one who has a sense of humor. You have always found a way to go back to funny. If it gets too intense, you're going to make it funny.
You have to. You have to laugh. And, you know, people are too darn serious these days. And but, you know, we're in the strangest time I can ever remember, Glynis.
That's right.
Strangest time. This is almost like an asteroid hit the planet and wiped out half of the world. I mean, it's weird.
Well, I agree with you, but I'm going to tell you, if you go back to that example, we kind of briefly talked about it, that this country, if we think, talk about the baby, July 4th, 1776, that energy, the actual day is a four, and it adds up to the number five. Last year was a four-year, this year is a five-year, and I think this is a growth spurt for this country. Like, by the year's end, we're going to figure out what matters most. Where do we stand? That, and also, you know darn well, did you see The Social Dilemma on Netflix? Did you catch that?
I did.
It just talks about the manipulation. Like, if you go on a social platform, they want you to read what they want you to read, right? You kind of get
moved
into something.
They want you to be pulled in.
Right. They're like, hey, click on this, click on that. And next thing you know, you've gone down a rabbit hole. I believe that's going to shift, meaning we're not going to continue to tolerate it, because what it's done is turn us against each other to the point of us dying. We don't need this. That's craziness. We have to find a way to have true communication again, but we are going through a growth spurt. That's what you're feeling, George, and that's why I feel so strange to you. It's like, what is this?
At what point does 2021 become a great year for everybody?
I believe if we move into, say, the six energy, like April, there's something powerful about April that I want people to just make a note of, and that's because the energy of each day will repeat itself. And what I mean by that is there are three numbers that make up each day energy. So 4-1-2021, the actual day is a one, and when you take the whole date and reduce it to one digit, it's also the number one. The next day is a two. When you add the whole thing up, it becomes another two. The following is a three. So what that means, when energy repeats itself, you feel better. So I think there's good news in April, whatever that looks like. And I think as we move into, like, summer, the month of six feels good to me. And then seven and eight will always be tricky for us. I've seen the pattern too often not to mention it. But of the two, July, there's something powerful about July. And then you know darn well, George, as we step out, you've always felt the power in October, November, December, right?
I love it. It's my three favorite months.
Right? Exactly. I say that too. I have a lot of friends that are psychic, the ones that are empaths. They can feel the shift, and it's that final 3 months. I see the real good news shifting right there. Like, I see a lot more smiles. I know people are afraid of the economy and all those things happening. I'm not as afraid of that. I mean, I think we've already paid a price. Look what's happening now. We're suffering. This economy's in trouble no matter what. But I just see us going in a positive direction. I honestly do. I'm not nervous of going, oh no, now we have to go through this. I'm not afraid of what's coming.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal, or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.